Jim Owens is Dean of the School of Communication Arts at Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky, and he's working with several partners to launch the Kentucky Film Certification Program. Dr. Owens is here to tell us all about that program. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So tell us, what is the Kentucky Film Certification Program, and why should it be of interest to readers and listeners?
Well, our goal is to help create jobs or help fulfill those jobs. I mean, we have film companies coming in and calling us and saying we need entry-level people. And most universities here in the state are offering a big picture to film, meaning they analyze what makes a good film, how to tell a story, producing, directing, post-production, which is editing, screenwriting, all of that. But the films that seem to be coming into town are looking for entry-level people that have very technical basics. And we also wanted to offer this certification to people who may be unemployed electricians or painters that can work on set construction. So the goal is pretty broad in that we're trying to give those basic entry-level skills and provide those to help people get more jobs.
So they're looking for crew.
Yes.
And I think there may be a misperception that a film company comes in to a market or to a location intact. But in fact, that's not the case, is it? They hire local talent. And
they hire as many local talent as they possibly can. That saves them money from flights and hotels and all of that. So they like those local people. It also helps them with the tax incentive.
So tell us about your partners in this endeavor.
We've been working with the Kentucky Film Office and the Kentucky Film Association. Their boards have been able to provide us with a lot of information. I mean, the training is utilizing professionals that are here in the state. So it's not like our faculty are doing that training. We're actually managing it and working with these partners to find the right people to do the training.
So let's say that I'm listening or reading this. I'm skilled in a trade. What do I need to do to become certified?
Certification program is a two-step process. We have an online portion that they actually have to go in and it could last anywhere from 6 or 8 hours to 24 hours.
And what's the link, the URL for that?
The link is kyfilmcertification.com. So just kentuckyfilmcertification.com. And our goal there is to provide the basics, safety on the set, what the various terms mean, and give them good examples. The nice thing is we're partnering with another company in Los Angeles called Film Skills to provide the online portion. And most of the people who are speaking in those sessions are Emmy and Oscar award-winning directors, producers, technicians, people that work in the film industry. So once they complete the online portion, then they get a hands-on portion of the workshop, and those are being taught by filmmakers here in Kentucky. And the goal there is to also get them to know who the filmmakers are, and the filmmakers get to know them so that they're the ones being contacted about personnel, and they can then recommend them and help them get jobs.
And you mentioned filmmakers in Kentucky. Any idea how active film production is in this state?
Well, the film office is now saying that I think it's 36 films have been shot in the state this year. And we know we're getting a real uptick in film production companies contacting Asbury University saying, can we shoot in your studio? Do you have students that could help us or graduates? Who do you know? Because I think they really want to spend as much as they can in Kentucky. That helps them, with that film incentive. It's business. So with that uptick in demand, we're trying to find and build that base to fulfill the need.
And to put that number in perspective, I think the Arts and Heritage Cabinet says that typically we have about 2 films being shot here in Kentucky in a year, and you just said 36 in the past year and a half or so. So that's a pretty good uptick.
It is.
What is the employment potential? What sorts of skills are being sought?
We are starting out with basically 10 different certifications, and they include things like first assistant camera. That's someone that would assist the camera operator. We have set construction. So we're looking for people who enjoy design, or are even existing painters or construction personnel who, with a little bit of extra, can easily market themselves then to the film industry coming in. They understand the industry a little better because they do build differently. You build a set for temporary use compared to a home, which is built for permanent or long term. So there's a difference in the way they build. We're working with Gripen Electric. Those are the people who set up the lights, who set up all the power. So if we've got electricians, for example, who are unemployed, they could, with some training, be able to redirect some of their work and hopefully pick up additional work for some of the films that are coming in. For students, you know, we're looking at building on the education they're already getting from their universities. So there seemed to be a pretty broad number of entry-level positions. Most of them start out as a production assistant, which is just the very basics, and then work their way up.
From an education perspective, from a post-secondary perspective, this sounds like more an extension of vocational education and training versus liberal arts or humanities.
Right. I think most of us, I know Asbury best, but we're providing a very broad film program there. What our graduates have said is that as they are going for that entry-level job, they may understand the big picture, but there are terms and basic vocational things that they need to understand that we're not providing. And instead of adding additional classes, we've gone with a certification because we think it's less expensive, it's quicker, we can turn it around a little faster. But I think if someone wanted a long-term position in film, they're going to still go for the degrees the universities offer. This is not meant to replace. This is meant to supplement.
Mm-hmm. And so what are the course loads and the costs of participating in the program?
The costs range from about $200 up to $1,000. And it will depend on a number of things. For example, Gripen Electric, when you're learning electricity and all the various lights and light stands and how to set them up and rig them from with other devices, that takes multiple days of training. And we are actually hiring Gripen Electric companies here in Lexington or Louisville to bring their truck in, set it up, and work with them. So we're paying them their day rate. We're creating some jobs in that alone. So that is a more expensive one. That costs around $500. But our goal all the way through determining price and how we set this up is based on the idea that a participant can recoup their money within 2 weeks of working in the industry.
So I guess it follows that the amount of time that a person has to invest in this, it depends on what it is they're going to be doing.
Exactly.
When does the program get underway, or is it already underway? And you mentioned a website again that can be checked out to consider whether or not to go into it.
Yes, it actually launched last week. And again, it's at kyfilmcertification.com. We already have students or participants signed up and beginning the process. So we're pretty excited about it.
Jim Owens, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
This podcast is produced in the studios of Dynamics Productions, an audio recording and sound design facility in Lexington. On the web at dxaudio.com. Dynamics Productions. We listen.